Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, sex devices, a butt plug in the MRI, and a snowman. It's all coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
We had a guy in first grade.
I'll get that.
Lost control.
Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
I'm on its Donnie bike.
Hey, Donnie.
How are you guys talking about strip clubs and stuff? That's
well,
crazy.
Big story, yeah. A stripper in Indiana was actually awarded workman's comp for apparently getting injured on the job.
That ain't nothing. I went to a strip club once, man. This stripper passed out, I think, from exhaustion.
Oh, really?
Oh, I swear to God, it took him 8 songs to revive her and stuff. Wow. She's doing good now. Strippers are getting desperate nowadays.
Man. Why do you say that?
Well, I knew one stripper, Bob, who'd even accept Subway cards if they had at least 3 stamps on them.
These are hard times.
Recession almost.
My Uncle Sonny used to trade free oil changes for lap dance.
No kidding.
But that died when his favorite dancer got a car repoed.
No.
And a lot of them take the bus anyways. You know Scotty Winkler?
No. Yeah.
He has a great story about going to the strip club and hearing a DJ say, "Now, welcome to the stage, Tragedy." I swear to God, that was her name, man. He got a tiger now. You can look it up. He said, man, she only used the pole to prop up her crutches, so I don't know if she was a good dancer or not. I've never used crutches.
No.
I just bossed once and walked around the hallways on a single crutch.
Uh-huh.
Big puss. I said it right to his face. He said his copay wouldn't cover both crutches, so I sold him one of my putters. They worked better anyway. Hell, when I had Tommy John surgery on both knees, I used a putter and a sling.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
What's going on?
Well, a new AI-powered male sex toy.
Here we go.
Allows users to sync their devices with videos and video games.
Oh, yeah. We've been waiting for this.
Yeah. The company known as Lovense. I don't know how to say this. L-O-V-E-N-S-E. Lovense.
Boy, that is a bad name, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Lovense.
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 I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds like, hey.
Lovense.
Lovense.
Unveiled its latest smart sex toys at the CES technology show in Vegas, and it includes the new Solace Pro, a male masturbator equipped with artificial intelligence that synchronizes with video content so users can feel what they watch in real time.
I mean, this is
so wait a minute.
Crazy.
So does this sync to pornographic videos,
yes,
or to video games?
Both.
I would think absenteeism would spike after at workplace, I would think.
The device can be integrated with video games as well, providing seamless vibration feedback based on on-screen actions. And you can remotely pair with a partner's toy like the Mission 2 vibrating dildo to enable intimacy over long distances.
What happens if you accidentally watch the Lorena Bobbitt story?
Yeah. Whoops.
So wait a minute. I got to get this straight. So you could pair this with, this is like a him and her thing, I guess.
You can do that, or you could
just
do yourself.
So she's got the one, and you've got the...
Yeah.
So is this some kind of a sleeve? Is this when you're done? When you're done, can you use it as a koozie?
Who replaced my porno with Edward Scissorhands?
But you can do it with video games.
The company said that it's paired with over 30 different games to offer, quote, thrilling gaming interactions for enthusiasts.
Well, Ms. Pac-Man is going to need Visqueen like she's at a Gallagher show. Yikes.
Well, there have been for a long time X-rated video games, right?
That must be what they're going to connect to.
Oh, yeah. Really? I didn't know that.
Huh.
If you're using these toys, we have...
Wait a second. I'm looking at this thing and...
Does it look like it's something that is hands-free?
Got to be a sleeve,
you know what I mean?
Right?
It's kind of complicated. It looks like a tennis can, but super high-tech with some kind of attachments on it.
So it's a fleshlight that...
and then at the bottom, what looks like a kind of a fleshy donut.
Sure.
Oh, God.
A fleshy donut.
But at the same time, Josh, look at this. It looks like a still picture from a Star Wars poster. I mean, it's very high tech.
There it is. Oh my!
Yeah, there you go. Look, I mean, realistic
thrusting sensation.
It's a cross between a fleshlight and like a 1988 camcorder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Or one of those Hess trucks, those model trucks.
Man, it's
that big tube.
You mean like a tanker truck?
That is sick.
I'll be honest. I'm not ready for that.
No, I'm not ready for it.
Nope. Yeah.
Whoa.
Not ready for it. I've never been a fleshlight guy.
You wouldn't be a part of the beta testing or anything like that, huh?
I don't. I'm not a male masturbator user.
Ah. You don't need devices.
No, I've never really been into that. I don't.
Just your
he'd
hand.
Rather sink his own device deep.
Yeah.
don't you want tech to stay out of porn, really?
Well, there are a lot of people though that are lonely that might enjoy this kind of thing.
Yeah, but boy, that's
Is this going to cut down on productivity? You think the men's basketball tournament cuts down people working at the office?
Wait till the Jacutron is in every house.
Yeah.
Well, experts are warning.
They were going to use Jacutron, but it was taken. I'm guessing that.
I think there's a poor guy out there named Jacutron.
Gosh, I hope not.
Boy, me too. I hope not. Go by John. Experts are warning consumers of remote-controlled sex toys that are vulnerable to being weaponized against their users. So if you're using something like this, sales of the internet-enabled sex toys have been growing in recent years. However, a report commissioned by the UK's Department for Science, Innovation, and Technology has found many of these devices and apps are not encrypted, making them vulnerable to cyber attacks from malicious third parties. Not only is intimate data at risk of being used, but the report said
in other words, the previous story about this penile sleeve,
right?
They're implying that unless it's encrypted,
hijacked.
Yeah, someone could all of a sudden feels like one of those blood pressure cuffs.
Hey,
A malicious person could remotely take control of your device while being used. A research leader at King's College London stressed there is an urgent need for policymakers to address these security risks.
How'd you lose your penis? My Jacutron was hacked.
Yeah, and you think that's bad? They got my butt plug.
I noticed you were standing.
This is horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've had the stories about... The devices like this that you can go on Wi-Fi and control them.
Right.
Like you said before, this is one of those things.
For people that have long-distance relationships, maybe.
That's kind of fun. I think that's fun.
Right.
Yeah.
But they're saying that if someone could hack into that and...
Right.
Yep.
Would they know who you were?
A guy in China would be having a hell of a time.
Yeah, some bored kid in Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get this guy. he thinks his Wi-Fi sucks. No, wait till his Wi-Fi starts to suck.
Yeah, I'm staying away from those things. Pat, do you have any interest in those?
Zero. No interest at all.
Yeah.
There's not... I like real people, real good times.
You're a people person.
I am indeed.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like, I've been in your apartment. You can barely find the remote for your TV.
I can't.
And if you had to find,
Jack had to help me.
If you had to find the remote for the jack you drawn. Hey, what is it in the Jetsons? Hey, Jane, stop this crazy thing.
Right.
It changes the the meaning of that with George Jetson.
You mentioned a butt plug. According to the Food and Drug Administration, a woman was hospitalized recently after she'd placed into an MRI but had a metal sex toy in her rectum.
Oh, no.
The 22-year-old patient did not disclose that she had a butt plug inserted when she underwent her MRI.
Uh-oh.
When the MRI was over, the woman reportedly screamed out in pain and was taken to a hospital. So this must have been on one of those out, not in a hospital MRI, but those other places. The FDA provided no other details about the outcome of this case. So we don't know exactly.
Because I don't think it's going to, the MRI isn't specific as to how, it's not going to ease the butt plug out of the way it went in.
No.
It's going to.
Are you asked to disclose?
Well, you have to disclose if you have any metal, of course.
Yeah, you do. I have metal.
Why don't they put people through a detector real quick?
That's a great idea.
Because sometimes, I imagine old people sometimes forget what they have in them.
Is titanium considered?
Yeah, I don't know. But they refer to it as undisclosed butt plug.
Uh-huh.
I believe they're opening at Bonnaroo.
They're very good. I'm not going to have you besmirch one of the finest alt bands.
I'll have to ask Sam. He always goes to Bonnaroo. I'm just wondering. Yeah, you see undisclosed butt plug? Yeah, they got a new violin player. It's amazing.
Oh, this poor woman. I can't even imagine. Ugh.
Should have known better.
Don't put things up your butt.
Well, she was, I think when women do that, or men, I guess, too, they're planning for something. They're loosening things up so that they're ready for,
Huh.
At least that's how porn stars do it.
Hmm.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, they'll keep a butt plug in themselves for a couple hours before they go to set.
Just like swinging a big heavy bat before you go up to bat?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
In fact, you could do that instead of the plug.
Sure.
By the way, first time chick, fungo bat.
Oh, yeah.
They're a little more slender. That is disturbing. I haven't had an MRI in so long, I forget. Do they give you a lecture and say, the way, do you have, what if you have braces, for example, on your teeth?
That's a real, I don't know.
Good question.
I don't know what they would do in that case.
They're not real concerned with titanium being in there. Like, I have 8 pieces of it in my back. I had an MRI about 3 months ago. They were not concerned about it at all.
So, oh, okay. So it's not affected.
Yeah.
I didn't think titanic was magnetic. Yeah.
What about the rectal iron fist that you have?
Yeah.
Well, you have that story.
Now, does the fist come out sort of like those old picks?
Yeah.
They told me to take that out.
And by the way, you want to treat that much like a skillet. You don't want to scrub it down.
No, it's seasoned.
You guys.
Well, we're just helping people out.
I just want to get back to this for 1 second. So there's this metal object inside her rectum.
Right.
Yeah.
And the machine just pulls it
up.
It went the wrong way.
It's not going to evacuate the way.
No exit to Brooklyn.
So it doesn't go out the back. So I was going to say, so the MRI machine, talk about ripping her a new one. It ripped her a new one out the front.
We need more details on this because, how would that work?
Because it also says she didn't start screaming until after the MRI.
It was over.
So I wonder why.
Maybe they couldn't hear her.
Oh, boy. I would hope they're able to hear screams.
They heard mine. I'm terrified of the MRI.
Hey!
This is from the Food and Drug Administration, so I wonder if they'll release the final result. I mean,
I'm not looking.
You have to wonder if maybe she was in an accident and was unconscious. I don't know. Wouldn't you say, one of the attendants go, by the way, if you have any metal?
She must have been embarrassed or she didn't know it was metal.
I mean, sure, on occasion I've forgotten about stuff in my butt. I can remember walking around. Has anybody seen the keys to the Suburban? Oh, of course, I shoved them up my ass.
You know, it's ironic. I put them there so I wouldn't lose them. Isn't that ironic?
Okay.
Detail.
By the way, how far are we away from having a chip put in our finger? So we get in our car and it just starts.
Is that very, very close?
Yeah,
I would guess.
And then we're going to, there's going to be a rise in index finger theft because somebody wants your Rolls Royce.
Yeah, eyeball theft. Yeah.
Is that like a movie thing or that when they want a retina scan, do they actually take people's eyes?
They have in movies, yes. Yeah.
But
I have more on this story. According to this, and this is from the Daily Mail, the result was the object being dragged up through the patient, potentially damaging organs and tissue along the way.
Yeah.
She was lucky to remain alive, according to this story.
It's like a torpedo going through you.
Yes. Oh, God.
What a way.
Does it say what country this happened in?
The patient reportedly purchased the sex toy on the basis that it was 100% silicone.
Oh, okay. So
which, while still unadvised to have been inserted during the scan, would have been safe.
Okay.
But it apparently was not.
So she's not a complete idiot.
No.
It's not like microwaving your tacos in aluminum foil like I did.
Like my son did.
There's nothing like that.
The taco was in one of those recyclable paper things. I didn't realize that they'd wrapped it inside that.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Sparked quite a bit. this was in the United States?
Yes. I believe so.
You know this chick. If you go to the UK, you have to have a butt plug adapter.
That's right.
You can't use the American
universal plug's what you need.
Yeah,
the butt plug.
Be sure to get that.
Yeah,
very, very, very.
You run out of power.
I can show you the X-ray if you'd like to see it.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
How far did it go up in?
Pretty far up there.
It looks to be. It's like. almost to the small intestine. It looks like it went through most of the large intestine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Looks like one of those little rockets you'd put a cap in and throw in the air and they'd turn around, land, and explode.
Bang. Yeah.
Oh,
God, I love those.
Man.
Did you really?
Oh, those were great.
You can tell it stopped at the liver. You can see that it's jammed up against the liver. That is brutal.
You want to see?
Okay.
I don't know why. Yeah, those cap rockets or whatever they. I never got a lot of.
Oh, I love those.
Right. Yeah, I liked it too, but it was just one pop.
Yeah,
and they were heavy.
Yeah, but it was fun though.
Right,
they were heave fun. Them up in the air and they did get out of the way.
Hit you on the head, and crack.
Dateline Warrington, UK, or Warrington. People there were upset because there was apparently of a well-endowed snowman on a street.
Here we go.
Yeah.
A 7-foot-tall snowman sporting a large male member made of snow and a pair of very bold snowballs was put up on the Grappenhall Sports Club's rugby pitch.
Oh, well, come on. This is fine where it's at.
Yeah.
Snowman drew mixed reactions from locals, with one grandfather calling it absolutely disgusting.
It's a rugby pitch.
Others took the snow sculpture in stride, with one person commenting, does he have an OnlyFans account?
Oh, funny.
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those, first of all, snowmen, there's supposed to be three large globes, correct?
Typically, yes.
Isn't that the classic snowman?
Right.
Yeah, this one has four.
From largest to smallest.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there it is.
That looks okay.
Well,
yeah.
That's all right.
That looks fine.
The wiener's been blurred out like this happened in China.
Yeah, it's like Japanese porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do the Chinese do that too?
I think a lot of the Asian. In fact, I don't even know if you can get porn necessarily in
China. Oh, in China?
Yeah. Yeah. You can, but you have to do it illegally.
Oh. Wow.
That guy looks angry. His eyebrows are kind of raised.
Yeah.
That's a dirty snowman.
Oh, there you go.
It's barely dirty. Noticeable.
I meant dirty as in like gray, dirty, ugly snow.
At least it's bigger than his nose. That would be really embarrassing.
Yeah. Kind of stubby down there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Huge nuts, though.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, there's a horny British woman looking for a magic hat.
What, a wash tub full of balls? Isn't that what they say? Something like that? I don't know.
Maybe hot, frosty. There you go.
This reminds me of a t-shirt I saw over the weekend.
Oh, yeah? What'd that say?
I'm going to have to semi-paraphrase.
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
Let me see. Let me think if I can even say this. It was a woman of a...
This is on the t-shirt, a woman?
Yes. The woman was wearing it.
We don't have to judge.
And it said...
was she overweight?
No. She's a lovely girl.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
She said something to the effect of, some like dicks, some like chicks. And
something to the effect of that?
Or does it say that?
That's the... Are you paraphrasing a t-shirt?
Well, I'm glad you censored it. Did I miss something?
What'd you leave out?
Is chicks not... is that the word that you... Who knows?
Yeah, I...
So a guy's name Dick is what you're talking about.
It could be. You could look at it that way.
Okay. All right.
Well...
Sometimes there are some really brazen t-shirts. I saw one that just said "F you." Like, my God, who's wearing that around?
I saw that. I saw that at the state fair.
Yeah, it's a good
this
Lord.
Summer. Like, really? as Sean Morey would say about that. So you want to prove your mom didn't dress you? Is that what's happening here?
Can we all be nice to each other?
There's a funny guy, huh?
I'm a big fan.
It always makes Pat laugh.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville Rewatch Podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.